chanson.
Écoutez RPTS. Well,
I love cubism. It's my favorite style when I see a cube painting.
I like the song.
I just gotta smile. But there's one painter I'm his biggest fan. He's the father of cubism. His name's Cézanne, Cézanne, the father of cubism.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Art Focus on KVU Portland. I was just informed by the engineer that my saying I like this song went out over the air. So now you all know that I just love the Art Focus theme music. So hi, everyone. I'm Damali Ayo. I'm filling in for Julie Bernard this week. And I want to start off by inviting people who, if they feel like calling in, go ahead and call in, join the show today. The number here is 503-231-8187. And today on Art Focus, I kind of thought, well, it's the end of the year, and this would be a great chance to do a kind of end of the year look back over events that happened in the art world over this year. And then I started to ask people, you know, what had happened, and started to look around, and nobody knew. The newspapers weren't carrying it. My friends and artists were saying, I don't really know what happened this year. So I decided to take a kind of different approach, and we're going to look at a little bit more of a meditative approach to Art Focus today. And instead of having a guest in a conversation, we're going to play some work by artists or about artists, and also just talk about a couple of things coming up. So in that vein, I'm going to start with a couple of announcements. In the theme of biennials. So the first thing is, of course, the date for the submissions for the Oregon Biennial 2006 at the Portland Art Museum is coming up on January 6, 2006. So what they want from that is 4 slides and a slide list and an exhibition history, or you can submit video works on a DVD or a CD, and those shouldn't be longer than 10 minutes. Now, there's always been a debate about the application process for the Oregon Biennial, the Portland Art Museum, because if you don't apply, you can't be accepted. So the question is, what do we do as artists? Like, should we all just get together and flood the museum with applications so that they have a really wide perspective on what is being created? Or should we hold back and force them to come to us? Or should we all get together at some point and just decide, here are the 20 people that we think should be in the biennial, and only submit those applications? So as I was looking at announcements about biennials, I just thought about, you know, how artists can start to be more a part of this process, how we can be the ones to define what is going on. And so I encourage everybody to think about that. I'm noticing that a lot of curators are saying this is not A and not B, rather than saying what it is. And so I'm interested to see if we can make a shift in that and say, well, this is what it is. This is how we're defining it, with substance instead of lack of. And so that's intriguing to me. So take a look at what's going on in the Whitney Biennial. One of the other things that I thought was pretty interesting is they have a wide range of artists from different stages of their career. And here's another quote from one of the curators, which I think is fantastic. Well, just because you're 25 doesn't necessarily mean you're producing interesting work per se. If you're producing new work when you're 70, then there's strong reason for including it. And then they give an example that somebody is producing incredibly fresh work that's voluptuous, sexy, very libertarian, almost psychedelic, and it's related to what young artists are doing now. And another article that was in the Art newspaper talked about mid-career artists, and that investors are looking at them as a better investment than young artists. And in a way, I think this is an interesting shift as well, and I'm not sure why it's happening. I don't know what's going on with the category of emerging artists, but it's something to keep an eye on, that the art world is finally catching on, that art is created as long as you're engaged with a contemporary patterns of life, that you can create powerful art at any stage in your career. So this seems to me a really positive mood. So anyway, those are the announcements that are going on. Check out the Whitney website to find out the very long list of artists that will be in this next biennial, and then keep Googling to check out their work. So anyway, the next thing I have coming up, so as I was looking for things to bring to the show today, I started to kind of, like I do all the time, sniff around the internet and around things that I know, and find out just some other ways that artists are dynamic or that art has a dynamic influence on our world. And so I found a few things that I would love to share with you today. And the first is a piece by David Bowie about called Andy Warhol. And one of the things I found were this piece, so a musician creating work about an artist. And then later we'll hear from Jean-Michel Basquiat's band, a well-known artist creating music. So let's start with that track from David Bowie.
Like you take a cement.